What's going on at the Better Business Bureau today?
Well, Scott, by now everybody has heard about the Target data breach.
Oh, I think they have. Yes, indeed.
And so I thought I better go ahead and bring a few things up about it. First of all, we still don't know if it was something that Target did or not. So we shouldn't be jumping to conclusions yet. But BBB says this: if you used a credit card at Target in the past month or so, don't panic. You are not liable for any fraudulent charges on your account. Monitor your credit card statements carefully. Go online. Be proactive. Go online and don't wait for the paper statement. If you see a fraudulent charge, report it to your bank or credit card issuer immediately so the charge can be reversed off of your credit card. You might even want to get a new card issued. Keep your receipts in case you need to prove which charges you authorized and which ones you did not. For a lot of us, you know, guys, we keep receipts for about 2 minutes, so that could be a problem. If you used a debit card at Target, it's a little bit different story. You should be more assertive in paying attention to your account. With credit cards, you can withhold payment of an amount in dispute, but debit card transactions remove those funds from your bank account right away, so potentially wreaking havoc on your finances. What's more, you may have some liability there if you do not contact your bank about unauthorized charges within 60 days after your statement has been sent to you. Target is in the process of notifying banks and credit card issuers, who will in turn notify affected customers. You can contact your bank or credit card issuer for more information, or be preemptive and request a new debit card and put a security block on your account. For more information about the differences between credit and debit card protections, call us at the BBB, 260-2222. One of the things, Scott, that we could be doing a little better in the United States is what the Europeans do. You know, they install that chip in their cards, and what that does is every time you do a transaction, it has a randomly generated number for each transaction. We don't have that in the United States. Do you know why?
No way.
Because it would cost the banks about $50 per card to have that chip.
Oh, my.
But we bailed them out. They ought to put that chip
in. I would think so. Yeah, I believe that could work.
Okay, for everyone else, not just those who were affected by the Target data breach, scammers will likely use this highly public event to create emails purporting to be from Target, your bank, or your credit card issuer, telling you that your card was compromised. Do not fall for this scam, please. Don't click on those phishing email links and end up having malware come into your computer. That's exactly what they want you to do. So stay away from that stuff. For more information, call us at the BBB, and we'll guide you through these processes.
And they can do that at?
Oh, well, 260-2222, or look us up on the web at bbb.org.
Yep, and again, hope the folks from Target are able to extricate themselves from that situation. It's not going to be fun. All right, thanks a lot, Bill. Have a good new year.